What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. This time last week, the Predators introduced their new head coach, Andrew Brunette, and Willie was able to sit down with Andrew Brunette. Now, Nashville is not a new place to Andrew Brunette, but he's a much different person and has a much different perspective on hockey now than he did his first go around in Nashville. So Willie got a behind-the-scenes look of exactly where Andrew Brunette's perspective is now that he's the Predators' new head coach.
We're here talking with Andrew Brunette, the fourth head coach in Nashville Predators history, introduced to the media and the fans today. Andrew, I know it's been a whirlwind the last couple of days, but welcome back to Nashville.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Well, it's tell us about this process. It's so fun to watch you up there with David Poile and Barry Trotz. It brings back a lot of memories for me. As I was telling you before we started rolling here, I was a very young announcer who had a lot to learn. I figured out how much I didn't know in the first couple of weeks of the season. So we used to do these hockey 101. We actually went to players like you to of introduce the game to the fans. It's really interesting to think about how things have evolved here. But what do you remember about that first group? Because that had to be something you thought about a lot of as you were interviewing for this job.
For sure. I obviously left a lasting impression and a good one. And being in the city at that time was pretty electric. In this building.
Adam Oates in Washington has given Barry Trotz and the Predators their first goal in Nashville, and the fans certainly seem to like it.
And you're talking about kind of laughing about 101 hockey we talked about, and we had the little headsets and we listened, and the icings, they weren't sure, and to see how it's evolved over 25 years and the job that this franchise and organization's done to sell the game to this area. And the city's grown so much, but to see the fan base and the, I guess, the grassroots of hockey where it's gone in this area has been something that's a source of pride for anybody that's worn a Predator jersey, because we all had I had a minuscule part, but we all had a little part in growing and selling the game here.
And you go back even further with Barry Trotz, your days as a Washington Capital. You saw him as a very young head coach, and he would become a young coach in the National Hockey League. You've since then played for a lot of different coaches. You've been a part of a lot of different programs. But maybe what was your first impression of him as a coach, and maybe what stuck with you from those days?
Well, I think for him, being the first coach and the things he instilled in me is obviously core beliefs and values that I've kept. You know, I've fine-tuned and I've put my own signature to some of them. But I think his philosophy and how he sees things and how he treats people stuck with me. And without him and Paul Gardner at that time and being in Portland in the American League, without their guidance and their help, I probably never would have played in the NHL. So I think it's left a big impression on me, and a little bit of the mentor and how he did things. I kind of, when I was coaching, I try to, you know, carry out a lot of little things he did and how he made people feel and his accountability, how he managed it and how he managed people on a day-to-day basis is a big part of how I try to do things.
Last year, you got a chance to jump in and did an outstanding job with the Florida Panthers, but this is your first time being introduced at a press conference like this. This is your program now. How special is that for you?
Yeah, I think I set it up there. It's a dream come true. I think never quite sure I wanted to be a coach. You know, you retire from hockey and you think you're just going to, being a 20 career, I played for 20 years, you're just going to lay back and sit back and hang out. And then you kind of, you know what, I need to do something. And I was fortunate enough working for Chuck Fletcher in Minnesota. He let me kind of feel out every part of the game. And so I was able to do the front office stuff. I did player personnel. I did sat in some contracts. I helped in the draft, became an assistant manager, general manager, and had different responsibilities. And I crave the feeling, and maybe it's instilled in me a little bit of the trenches and the bug to want to be in with your hands on and kind of miss the camaraderie of the group. So I kind of got the coaching bug, and I kind of jumped in and fell in love with it and got a taste of being a head coach a couple years ago And it was basically a calling. This is what I want to do. And to have this opportunity to, you know, from June 1st here to build this group and to getting ready for camp and all the different things that go with it, it really feels like it's your team. And it's something that's really exciting for me.
You know, like you said, it's not from the cookie cutter, right? You're not a coaching lifer. You did have those unique experiences. Where do you think that was a strength, being able to get upstairs and maybe learn how the game works from a different angle?
I think it was really imperative for me. Very few people are able to do that because when you're upstairs, you see the game a lot different than downstairs. And when you're downstairs, you see it different than upstairs. And that's, I think nobody's wrong in that situation. It's just a little bit of the understanding of how both sides see things. And so I think that's an invaluable experience as a head coach to be able to do that for as many years as I have, and to understand the ins and outs of what they're thinking upstairs and what we're thinking downstairs. And can we get that into some kind of synergy where it makes sense? And, you know, we can collaborate together without having that little bit of that divide you see at some places. So I think that for me was such a big experience to go through that, that'll help me, you know, I believe become a better head coach.
Another thing I heard you almost joke about was, you know, things didn't come easy for you. You weren't a high first round pick, and yet you played over 1,000 games in the league. You were a lot of different places. They say this in sports a lot. Sometimes when things don't come easy, it makes it easier to coach, and maybe it's harder for the guys where it did come easy. Do you buy that some?
I think so. And again, it just talked about the front office experience, but as a playing experience, I've experienced all kinds of different things. You know, I've been on the first line. I've been in the fourth line. I know how hard it is to, once you're in the lineup, to stay in the lineup. I know how easy it is to slide out of the lineup. I know it is to play with top guys and to play with kind of checking guys. So I think I've been in all kinds of different positions, which helps you understand these players and have compassion, which I think is such a valuable, especially in today's world. I think it's so valuable that you can feel what they're feeling and understand where they're coming from. So those are things that we talked about the front office, but through my playing career and playing for as long as I've had, never really had the easy way, but you understood every route. You've probably been on every road that's been built to try to get to the pinnacle of what you're doing. There's a lot of dead ends. There's a lot of mud, you know, but you keep pounding away and finding a way. You get there and the view's spectacular from the top, but we all get there different ways.
This is something I just heard you say that dawns on me that's important for a coach is, you know, you've got different types of players. This Predator team had a lot of good young players come up and infuse a lot of energy. And then you've got some veterans that have been here for a while that you got to get the most out of those guys as well. That's a unique challenge, I'm sure, for any coach. So what's your approach as you try to come in and bring it all together?
Again, I think for me, being able to, I was the young player that probably got a chance. So I wore different hats. I think, again, is just to understand, you know, and I think that's where compassion comes in, where you understand where they come from, and all different. If it's the veteran guy that feels he's getting maybe a little bit the shorter end of the stick, how do we be able to, you know, communicate about it and find a way that's going to work for him? How could I get his best self? And I think by having an open, honest conversation, and that's built through connection, that's built through trust, I think we can get some of those answers. I think we can let them feel connected to the team, because I think they all go through different things, and to understand your players is a weapon, and when you can do that, you'll be better off and your team will be better off.
Last thing for you, you said that somebody asked about being an offensive coach, and obviously you've got to play offense and you got to play defense to be successful, but you mentioned playing offense is fun, having the puck is fun, and you want to create a fun environment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. You know, I think anytime ever since I put on my skates and an outdoor rink somewhere in Northern Ontario, having the ball or the puck, whatever we play in, it was way more fun than not having it. So I think it's a simple analogy, and it's gone. I still think it, but if you take the NHL game and you talk to players and you see it, even as a coach, you're way more comfortable when you have the puck when you don't, and it's a lot more fun to have it. And I think kind of the style of play that we want to keep it. We want to be enthusiastic when we have it. And when we don't have it, we want to work like crazy to get it back because it's a lot more fun to have it. So it's very simple. As for the offensive coach, I love the offensive part of the game, but I totally understand, you know, the defensive side of the game. And that comes from a long list of coaches that I had where, you know, with Barry and you know, having, that was Jacques Lemaire for a long time. So I think there's a lot of you know, you learn all these different things. Just because you like offense doesn't mean you're not well-rounded. It doesn't mean you don't know how to play defense, but I just like having the puck a little more.
Andrew, thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome back to Nashville. It's so much fun to see you coming back here after all these years, and best of luck as you get started.
Thank you very much. Good seeing you.
Willie, excellent sit down with Predators new head coach Andrew Brunette. We will react to what he had to say coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.